ABS markets are seeing supply tighten all around the world, while capacity expansions continue to be limited. In addition, polar storms in the US have further tightened supply. In this episode of the ICIS podcast, the editors overseeing the US, Europe, Asia Pacific, and Chinese markets have come together to discuss what lies ahead for this exciting market. Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for tuning into the podcast. Now, John, you cover the US ABS markets. Can you tell us a little more about what happened when the polar storms hit the U.S.?
Sure. Thanks, Julia. Well, this was an historic storm. I mean, the U.S. Gulf Coast is used to hurricanes during the summer months, but we're definitely not used to the type of snow, ice, and the cold temperatures that it received a couple weeks ago. The storm led to numerous shutdowns and production cuts at refineries and petrochemical plants across the Gulf Coast. Approximately a fourth of the U.S. chemical capacity is still offline. And the impact on ABS has been dramatic. I mean, two ABS producers, Styrolution and SABIC, declared force majeure for their plants in Mexico because they were unable to get adequate natural gas and other utilities because of the storm. ABS feedstocks were hit very hard. At one point, over 75% of the capacity of acrylonitrile, butadiene, and styrene were offline. So it could be weeks before all of these operations are restored.
Well, in that case, how long do you think tight supply will persist for the U.S. region?
Well, the U.S. ABS market was already tight and had been tight since the fourth quarter of last year. I mean, demand has been very good from a variety of sectors, including housing, automotive, appliances, and even toys. So supply was already tight and lead times had been extended into the second quarter. So this just exacerbated the situation. Producers had already proposed price increases in December, January, February, and now March. So that gives you an indication of how tight the market's been. So I would say the tightness will likely last into the third quarter.
Well, you know, I hear that Europe's ABS markets are also very, very tight in terms of supply now. Stephanie, have the US polar storms affected discussions over in Europe?
Thanks, Julia. The polar storms affected some supply of upstream acrylonitrile to Europe, as some producers were getting material from Cornerstone, which remains in force majeure. But actually, there are various factors that have built up pressure on European ABS supply. Supply has been getting shorter due to strong demand across downstream sectors since Q3 2020. And with demand higher than supply, material availability has worsened ever since. There are also upstream supply issues, including a force majeure on ACN at INEOS's Nitriles Dormagen unit in Germany. This has directly impacted ABS producers, including Versalis, that have had to reduce operating rates to 50% from January until the end of April. And more recently, INEOS Styrolution had to declare force majeure on specialty ABS production due to the lack of ACN. There is also a styrene force majeure at LyondellBasell's plant in the Netherlands, which caused European styrene spot prices to rise to a 7-year high, as the contract price increased 500 euros per tonne on 1st of March, and ACN has also risen triple digits. March will be a critical month for the market players who are still struggling to acquire material. There has also been very few ABS imports arriving into Europe from Asia since early last year that we would typically see, particularly from South Korea. And due to the lack of shipping containers, higher freight costs, and lengthy deliveries, pressure is likely to build further until Q3 this year. Julia, I expect that the ABS supply is also limited in Asia Pacific. Have the US polar storms impacted discussions in Asia?
Well, Stephanie, Asia is no exception in terms of supply, as you very rightly pointed out. And although spot supply is still somewhat available in the market, we have also seen some Asian market players buy larger volumes as they are worried about a supply crunch in the future. As for the storms, they've had a more indirect impact on the Asian ABS spot market, as they've affected upstream markets a bit more significantly instead. However, I've actually had a few sources tell me that we may be underestimating the kind of impact the US polar storms are going to have on the Asian market. But in any case, market sentiment is incredibly good overall. We saw Asian styrene, acrylonitrile, and butadiene prices all increase due to supply concerns from severe US weather. So some producers in Asia actually held back on releasing new selling indications immediately after the US polar storms because they wanted to, you know, monitor their feedstock situation first. So if we are looking at supply, especially in terms of its outlook, with global economic recovery from the pandemic, industries such as electronics and household appliances have consistently been providing that incredibly strong demand for ABS in Asia, even though supply is, you know, very tight. This means essentially, I think, that until we have more capacity expansions, ABS supply is likely to be constrained this year in Asia. So, you know, Jimmy from the Shanghai analyst team actually wrote a very interesting article last year on the future of ABS on the ICIS website. Jimmy, can you tell us a little bit more about the demand and supply factors for ABS in Asia? You know, is this something that we should all be paying closer attention to?
Thanks, Julia. There's no doubt that the Asia ABS market is in a general tight supply situation. In the last year, even amid the coronavirus pandemic, ABS prices still reached the new highest levels. In recent years, demand from the appliances industry is healthy. For household appliances, Chinese people are undergoing a renewal cycle to replace their old ones. Meanwhile, with the development of new functions of appliances, people have shortened the cycle of buying the latest ones. Moreover, the development of small appliances, entertainment appliances, and the kitchen appliances have all increased much demand for ABS. From the supply aspect, the only new supply will be the capacity expansions of Qimei in China, Zhangzhou. We expect it to start commercial run in Q3. Before that, Asia ABS supply and demand fundamentals should remain tight. However, downstreams now are reluctant to receive the continuous increasing prices. Short-term demand is expected to decrease much.
Just to add, Jimmy, I've seen similar demand trends in Europe also. With the majority of people spending more time at home in the pandemic, there's been an ongoing strong demand for appliances, furniture, and electronics from end consumers making online purchases for home improvements. There are expectations in Europe that demand will continue at this strong level until lockdown restrictions are eased, enabling end consumer activities to change and return to normal levels.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie. Chenran, who covers the domestic Chinese ABS market, can also tell us more about ABS supply and demand in China. Hi, Chenran. How has the post-Lunar New Year market been?
Well, Jimmy, after Hong Kong holidays, few traders told me oversupply situation is gradually improving, but some grades are still in short supply, while this coupled with bigger gains in upstream prices inspired China market confidence, so producers' prices have risen a lot. However, if you look at the demand front, those high selling ideas already deepened the buying interest. Few end users said they were hesitant about purchasing at this high level at this moment because the margin for producing are being squeezed by higher feedstock costs. So this week we heard from the market a famous electronic manufacturer, maybe. They decide to raise all their refrigerator products by 10 to 15% in order to offset the increased cost of raw materials.
Thank you very much for sharing your insights with us, Chengran. I mean, the Asia Pacific market is also seeing a very similar trend as well, quite expectedly. Over in Southeast Asia, the electronics sector is continuing to buoy the regional market sentiment with extraordinary demand coming in as well. So, John, how is market sentiment like over in the US?
Well, over here in the US, market sentiment regarding the ABS market is also very bullish. People expect the market at this point to stay tight through the second quarter and into the third. Demand still looks good, although auto demand is becoming a bit of a question mark because of the global computer chip shortage, which is already cutting vehicle production in the US. But all indications at this point are a continued tight market and long lead times. How are things looking for you in Europe, Stephanie?
Market sentiment is quite pessimistic here in Europe. Players have described the current situation as desperate, dire, critical, and a bit of a nightmare. with a backlog of orders that can't be met and supply unlikely to recover anytime soon, the next months are expected to be even worse, and therefore players are not feeling positive about the situation. However, there was an ABS capacity expansion at Ineos that was planned for this quarter, and another capacity expansion from Versalis expected in Q4 at the end of the year. So there are some hopes that pressure will ease at some point. Even if slightly. What do you expect the market sentiment is for the next months in Asia, Chen Ren?
For China, most market players are cautious about the outlook because orders from end users in March were less robust than expected. Well, I believe the tightened supply here may temper because all running date rates of ABS plants in China maintained at high level right now, so there's no scheduled maintenance plans in next few months.
Well, Jimmy, you analyzed the Cyrenix chain over in Asia as well. Could you tell us a bit more about what we can expect for the upstream styrene market?
Thanks, Julia. In February, Asia styrene prices were boosted by the unexpected plant outage in the US and Europe, as well as the rising crude. However, one important thing we have to focus on is the capacity expansions in recent months. About three new styrene plants are expected to start in March and April with the total capacity of 1.2 million tons per year. This should increase market supply much. Hi, John. You covered the styrene market in the US as well. What is market sentiment like after the polar storms, and how is this likely to affect the US ABS markets in the future?
Well, the storm had a big impact on styrene as well. Four styrene production sites, and that was six plants with a total capacity of 8 billion pounds, were fully shut down because of the winter storm. There were two styrolution sites in Texas, Lyondell at Channelview, Texas, and Cosmar in Louisiana. So about three-fourths of all U.S. styrene capacity was offline. Now, last week, Cosmar restarted its units, but there's still about 50% of capacity offline, and both Styrolution and Lyondell have declared force majeure. So the styrene market is tight as well, and it's likely to stay tight, in the near term.
Well, thank you very much, John, for sharing that with us. And also thank you all very much for coming onto the podcast today to share your regional insights. And to you too, our listeners, for tuning in. For more information on the ABS markets and the global commodity trade, please visit icis.com.